nombre, número de teléfono y la hora en que llamó. Un representante del Departamento de Bienes y Raíces regresará su llamada en las siguientes 24 horas. Nuestras horas de trabajo son de 8 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde, hora del Pacífico.
Welcome to Hack Voice Radio on the 15th of May 2006. You are listening to us live, 5 minutes late from London. In the show tonight, we've got Planet Lave co-hosting. I think somebody else might want to drop in. Let me just check. How are you doing?
Not bad, mate. Yourself?
Okay. Just having a bit of fucking bad IRC programming day. Finally got it sus, but I've run out of time to play around with it more, because I was like, fuck, I know why it's not working now. I've figured out what this error message actually means. Right, can I start working on it? No, because if I start working on it, I'm going to have to drop like 20, 30 people off the IRC server, and I don't think that they'll appreciate that too much. However, I've got it sort of working. Halfway there, but I need to play around with this after the show a bit more. I'm sure people won't mind being kicked off the server too much. But yeah, it's not going too badly, I guess. Had quite a good show on Friday. Shame you missed it.
Yeah, I managed to catch about half of it afterwards. It sounded like a bloody good show.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was interesting to speak to Robert. I think, you know, we got off quite well. You know, at the beginning of the show, I got most of the questions that I wanted to say to him through the, you know, at the beginning. I think we could have gone on for so much longer. I think we could have gone on for like ages.
Hello,
Goldfish.
Yes, hello.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good.
Good, good. I see you've got the old talkie-talkie sorted.
Yes, I think so. I'm more intelligible than last time, right?
Much more.
Good.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've just been playing around with these bloody IRC services. I had no luck with the Unix IRC services, so I thought I'll grab one that runs on a Windows 32 system. Finally figured out what bogus server name means as an error message, because I think I've been battling with this for the past 4 or 5 months now. It actually means that when it's trying to connect the services to the server, it comes back with received connection error, closing link, bogus server name. I don't know if anyone has encountered this before, but it's actually a problem whereby you have to uline the service to the IRC daemon, and I didn't even fucking consider that, so I have to go ahead and try and figure out how to fucking do that with the hybrid services. But I guess it's a little bit of progress. It's better than nothing.
Yeah. Just the last 30 seconds straight over my head.
But yeah, I've written in a little Java applet for shits and giggles.
It's not seemed to be working it yet.
Sorry?
It doesn't seem to be working yet. There's hardly anyone in there.
There's a few people in that actual room There's
the actual room.
One, two, three people in the HV room.
Yeah, there's one of them's me.
Well, you can just join a different room, or you can just click channels, and it will like list all the channels it can see. Because I set it to force to join a channel.
Uh huh.
While I'm testing this thing, because I don't want like, I don't want like 1,000 people just joining the Hacker Voice radio channel without me having ops. It would be a little bit detrimental.
Yeah, you can change channels with it, though.
Yes, you can, yeah. You can do anything. It's just a standard... It's a standard... Hacker Voice. It's a standard IRC fucking client, so it will do everything any other IRC client will do. But I just thought, you know, give a little bit of... web-based access to it, so that people, if they're, you know, anywhere in the world, they can just jump on without having to download an IRC client. I thought, you know, I'll give.
Yeah, if they have Java.
Well, most people have Java. I mean, I think it's like 85% of all people that hit our website, because I can check with the stats, have Java client enabled and JavaScript enabled. Most of the people that actually hit the site are using Firefox, so that's good.
That's not surprising, to be honest.
Yeah, it's not surprising, but then it's also good that they are.
Yes, it is good.
Yeah.
Don't need any of those explore to destroy things.
What's that then?
You know those pop-up things that force you to look at the website with Firefox?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need any of those.
No, no, I don't want to start forcing people to do anything. It's not the most friendly of things.
Possibly the most ridiculous marketing campaign I've seen in the last year.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a shame that Planet missed that show. I'm sure you would have enjoyed speaking to Robert. Did you manage to catch that episode? I don't know what to call you now. Goldfish.
Yeah, Goldfish Saturday. Yeah. Yes, I did. Yeah. I was listening.
What did you think?
That sounded pretty cool.
Yeah.
Quite an interesting person to talk to.
Yeah. He is indeed. So,
is he going to come on again?
Yes. From the sounds of it, we haven't scared him off too much. So I think he's willing to come on again another show if we have anything that we need him to discuss. So yeah.
Excellent.
So Planet, what have you been up to in the past few days? If anything.
Oh,
at all.
Very very exciting things.
Yeah.
The top two have been work and sleep in that order.
You know, those are one of the most important things in life.
Well, yeah, you got to pay them bills.
Yeah.
That's why I've not been around for a couple of episodes. It's just been late nights and early starts, and it's been a bit mental.
Yeah.
Got another one tomorrow. Oh, dear.
Yes, it is quite interesting that the past few days... There's been one news story that really caught my eye, which is about the BBC 24 story. Now this is a fantastic piece of journalism. One man cannot, you know, you can't fathom this is happening in your lifetime, and this is just excellent. Have you heard about this story, Planet?
The one guy on the news.
Yeah, the cabbie.
Yeah, it's actually been updated over the past couple of hours since I've been tracking the story.
Yeah.
They're saying now he wasn't a cabbie.
Yeah.
All the newspapers said he was when they all went out this morning.
Right.
So the Sun said he was a cabbie, and then all the websites picked up on that and they said he was a cabbie, he was a cab driver who was dropping the right guy off. Yeah. But he was actually there for a job interview.
Yeah.
So... late-breaking news.
Well, you know, what I can't understand is why did he just, like, go, oh, I'm just going to sit here in front of, like, seven cameras, obviously in a live studio, did at any point in his brain go, wait a second, I'm here for a job interview. Surely, there's something wrong going on here.
Well, he could have thought it was some kind of a strange initiation
God.
Procedure.
Yeah, some kind of odd interview situation, see how you cope with it.
Yeah.
I thought that was have you seen the video?
You know what, man? I think he should fucking get the job. I really do, because he was awesome. You know, he turned a situation which could potentially be very embarrassing for both parties. And at the end, it was like, well, yes, I am very surprised. I am so surprised at this situation. I did not know that this would happen, blah, blah, blah. And yes, I think people should download music wherever they are and all sorts and all that.
In internet cafes.
Yeah, I love the fact that he pulled it off so well. He was so well. You could see his face. He just like shit himself at the beginning. It was like,
yeah.
When they said this is Mr. Kenway or whatever his real name is. Blah blah blah. He's the IT expert at this and that. And his face just kind of went. I thought, oh, God, that's excellent.
Well, I think, I haven't checked up on the updates recently, but I think he might have actually also been called Guy Kenway.
Really?
Possibly, I don't know. Because when you look at his face whilst they're reading out the name,
he
doesn't look so surprised when they read his name, but then when he says he's an editor of a technology magazine, he gets freaked out.
Yes. Whoa, there's 117 comments. Last time I checked this page, there was like 4. This thing's really kicked off.
Yeah, it's all over the net in all the popular places.
Yeah.
One of those things is Guy Goma.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Still there?
Yep. Yeah.
Sorry, I was just talking all over Goldfish there.
Yes, you were, thanks.
How dare you, sir?
Slap.
Sorry about that, it happens sometimes. But the wrong guy, his name was Guy Goma, so you're right, they had the first name the same. That's how it got mixed up. One of the runners went down to reception, and this guy's there, he's waiting to be interviewed for a job. And the runner went up to him looking for Guy Cooney, editor of newswireless.net.
Yeah.
And somebody pointed in Guy Goma's direction, and he's standing there just waiting to be picked up and interviewed. And she goes up to him and says, are you Guy? Or are you Guy Cooney? And he just heard the first name and went, yeah. You know, he was expecting someone to come and meet him. So this runner grabs him and goes, right, come with me. They can get him into the studio, sit him down, and he's sitting there going, what the bloody hell's going on? And then one of the really cool things is that the BBC have actually put the video up themselves as well. It is out there on Google Video, on YouTube.com, but the BBC, they've done the manly thing and owned up to it and put it up with their bandwidth, so they're not shying away from it. Like that. And like you say, when the woman introduces the story, and then she turns to him and goes, and now here's Guy Cooney, and the camera's on him, and his face, his mouth just drops open, his eyes widen, and he just knows, I'm in the wrong place, you're expecting someone else, love. And then he just manages to just kind of hold it in, and just like, within a second go, yes, well, I'm very surprised, yes. It's really good. Do go and look for the video. There's a lot of places you can find it.
To find out if he actually got the job. Because if he... I'm serious. I would employ the guy. I really would. And, you know, he pulled it off so well, so spectacularly well, that I think he should deserve a medal or something like that.
You know what I want to hear?
Yeah.
I want to hear the recording of the editors on their radio channel.
Yeah.
So they're sort of looking in front of the thing and going, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah.
This has to be the worst interview ever. Okay, fade to reporter.
He must have been shitting it.
Ooh. Slightly running out of processing power right here.
Yeah, I thought I heard a bit of, yes.
Yeah, I've got too many things trying to run at the same time, and not enough fucking CPU to do it with. I hate that. It's like, I come on the show and 1,000 people want to talk to me at the same time via MSN or whatever. It's like one of the most fucking high CPU usage. You know, why can't everybody just talk to me through IRC? It's very light. It doesn't take up too much bandwidth. You know, I'd appreciate that.
Why don't you just close MSN Messenger?
I could do, but then that would be rude. It's crashed. It's crashed anyway. So it's fine.
You haven't got that Windows Live piece of shit, have you? Windows Live.
No.
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 Ooh, look, it's got sharing folders. Yeah, and it crashes every time you try and use it. And then it takes 5 minutes for it to load your contact list up.
See, I've had this problem before. I think it's when Firefox is running. Because it seems like Firefox, like, leaks memory a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And what happens is, all this other crap tries to do stuff at the same time. And Skype is a very, very CPU-intensive application. So yeah, it's quite a nightmare sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal with Firefox. What the deal with Firefox is, but I just occasionally look at the memory usage. It's like 300 megs. Like what?
Yeah.
I've only got 3 tabs open.
I think they did correct it in one version and then went back to the old bollocks again.
Crap version.
Yeah.
That's what we call a regression.
And I know what Napalm's going to say. He's going to say, ooh, I've got hyper-threading. Because I can see him type him now, and he's got one of those little cheeky tongue faces on, and he's just about to type that, I guess. I've got hyper-threading. I can run 7 processes at the same time at 100%. Well,
oh, I could do with that now.
I've got a 486, so, you know. Yeah.
I could do with a bit of CPU horsepower.
Yeah.
With this video rendering crap that I'm doing.
Yes.
Last night I stuck a render on, said yes, it would take 45 minutes for it to finish. 45 minutes later, it'll take another hour and a half to finish. Right, okay.
Yeah.
So I came back to it the next morning, it still hadn't finished, and turns out Vegas had crashed, and it's like, great. And there was another problem, where when you pressed play, it would only go for 24 frames, and then it would just stop.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't do anything until you moved the cursor a bit, then it would go again. Turns out that actually I just needed to restart Windows. Even though I reinstalled Vegas 4 times during that session, and it still didn't fix it, after a restart, it's worked fine. Bloody Windows. I wouldn't have been Unix-based anything.
So, you said it's going to be like 300 meg.
Yeah.
Why so large?
Well, it's quite a lot of video.
Well, it's only like 30 minutes worth of video.
Yes, but since it's filmed in full Drunkervision, there's quite a lot of motion.
Drunkervision. Yeah.
So yeah, motion doesn't compress very well.
Well, comparing it to like the Binary Revolution video, BinRev TV. Their thing's only like 54 meg, 60 meg or something like that. How much is
that? That's a low-res one though, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I seem to remember they're pretty beefy, those ones are, anyway.
I need to...
High-res, I mean.
Yeah, I think I need to, if we could get it at about 50, 60, Meg, is that possible at all? Like a 640 by something, 320 by something.
Yeah, I could probably squish it down with something and do some filters and stuff on it, make it better compressed, but it won't be a very good version.
Yeah. So how's it looking?
What, edit-wise?
How's it looking so far, yeah?
Pretty good. I'm just about to finish up the nighttime segment.
Right.
Which is interesting. So, just adding a bit of music and bits and pieces on there to make it more interesting, and editing out just bits of black splurge, which is not particularly exciting.
Sure. It's time-consuming. It's a bitch, isn't it? Yeah, that's...
I thought I spotted some ghosts or UFOs or something.
Ooh.
Earlier. That was quite interesting.
I think there possibly might have been some ghosts. I think it could have been planet farting.
No, I was just following you about 100 yards back with a sheet over my head.
Ooh.
Scooby-Doo style.
I will hacksaw you from the grave. Yeah. So, any interesting news topics that you've seen?
Who are you talking to?
Both of you. Whoever's been in the rummaging through the news archives.
There's a weird one from the telegraph.co.uk, and that is that Shoreditch TV is an experiment in beaming live footage from the street into people's homes, and promises to be every bit as fascinating as all the shit on Big Brother.
Yeah.
What they're doing, have you already reported this? Because I've not been on for a couple of nights.
No.
I don't remember. No,
cool. What they're doing down in London is, this summer, they're hooking up 22,000 Londoners so they can tune in their TVs to CCTV cameras and watch live as it happens CCTV footage.
Uh-huh.
And they're billing this as fighting crime from the sofa.
Right.
Oh, dear. They're planning on taking this across Britain as well, depending on how successful it is down in, does it say, Shoreditch? Yeah, that's why they call it Shoreditch TV, I'm assuming. They've got a couple of quotes here from some crazy old woman who's been watching it non-stop ever since. Mm-hmm. Jan Ashby, 57, a resident who previewed the scheme before yesterday's launch, said, "I wouldn't say it was spying, but it's nice to see what's going on." That's not spying, is it?
No, it's nice to see what's going on from a remote location where the person doesn't know that you're watching them. But that's not spying, technically. It's just looking at what's going on, yes.
That's what the pervert said.
That's what the hole in the next door's toilet means, yeah. I'm not spying, honest, Governor. I'm just looking at what's going on through this little hole in the toilet, yeah. That's
it. Well, I've got my cock out. This is freaky. It says after a free 3 month trial, residents will pay £3.50 a month for this service, and it comes with a wireless keyboard and shite like that, but that doesn't really matter because all they're doing is showing CCTV cameras to people who, in my opinion, have no right to see what's on them. CCTV is meant to be for law enforcement or businesses to see what's going on in their premises, and it's meant to be about keeping crime down and stuff like that. It's not meant to be so old women can stay at home and watch live footage of the high street.
Yeah.
It's creepy and it's weird, and yeah, I believe it will keep crime down because I think there's enough saddos to stay at home with the new non-emergency police 101 number.
Yeah.
And it's probably a good thing to keep crime down. They'll sit there with that on speed dial one, waiting for somebody to do something weird and ring them up and say, "Oh, there's someone on George Street, they just dropped some litter." So maybe it's a good thing there, but that doesn't stop it from being weird and creepy and wrong.
Now I'll stop and take a breath.
Your breathtaking astounds me. Now, a story submitted by Napalm. BT has denied that a load of BT TV kit has been nicked from one of its R&D centres at Astral Park in Suffolk. According to the industry whisperers, thieves broke into the Adastral Park, I'll just pronounce it like an American, park at a couple of weeks ago and lifted a load of gear related to telco's yet-to-be-launched broadband TV service, BT Vision. The one insider told us that the thieves cleared out the labs being used to test the BT's Vision kit, but the telco has denied this. It did, however, confirm that it has suffered a recent break-in. In a statement from the firm, BT has confirmed that a break-in took place at its Astral Park campus in Martlesham Heath over the Easter weekend. Telecommunications equipment, which was under test, was stolen. BT Security is working closely with the police to complete a full investigation and a thorough review of BT security operations at its site is underway. The theft will have no impact on BT's delivery of the service. Interesting. Somebody has this hardware and you don't know who, but you're still going to deliver a service which somebody could already be, you know, doing stuff to the hardware, figuring out how it works, etc., etc. BT's Vision is a digital TV service due to be launched later this year, like Home Choice, etc., and combines a set-top box with a broadband connection, giving access to digital TV services as well as video on demand and archive of content, communication services, and voice over IP. Now, I presume that these boxes would be highly, highly critical, not in the sense that they're very expensive. I'm sure they don't cost much, £15, £25, maybe even £40 per unit, but the hardware, the actual stuff inside them, because they're test boxes, I just kind of, I'm pulling out of the air ideas that these test boxes might have like special serial numbers on them, whereby they don't actually have a service account attached to them directly, but they're like on default, which these people might be interested in grabbing. Also, not only do you have the test boxes, you also have the boxes itself with all the hardware, maybe some documentation that went along with it. God knows what they managed to pick up. You know, these kind of, you know, the technicians that were playing around with this might have left some documentation around, lying around with some codes, maybe some serial numbers, maybe some, you know, some schematics of the circuit boards, you know, chip numbers, etc. This is all valuable stuff, and I think BT might just be slightly shitting themselves as far as that kind of goes. Anyone have any thoughts on that?
I think they should definitely be more concerned than they appear to be.
Right.
As you're saying, if these are early test boxes, they could be in kind of a engineer code kind of state.
Yeah.
Where they're not rolled out, awaiting the service that eventually is going to be put in, so you don't need subscriptions and things like that. Yeah, these are the early boxes. They've got to be used to prove the service can work. So they could just be in an open state. That's very scary for BT, not for anyone else, because... Yeah. Fuck them, they make enough money. Also, I think, just from a design point of view and an intellectual property kind of thing, surely they should be worried for that.
Yeah.
If these are the early boxes, they're not out on the market yet, and somebody's got their hands on them, then they're probably protected by copyright in certain bits, but they've got an advance on everyone else in opening one up, seeing how it works, and probably producing a similar kind of kit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like they're just not bothered, but it's probably a front. I'd be shitting it. But that's why I'm not in charge of BT. That and several other reasons. Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. You BT noob.
I'd fuck BT up in about 5 minutes, just out of ignorance, going, I don't know what to do. What
does that button do?
That's, yeah. Switches off the UK phone system. Oops. Yeah.
Okay, so, let's see what else we got here. Asylum. Toddlers get fingerprinted. Children under the age of 5 are being fingerprinted at asylum centres amid fears that some families are trying to claim extra benefits. In the past, only children who were 5 years and above have been fingerprinted because of the problem in scanning very small fingers. Now, the Home Office says it's holding trials for younger children at asylum centres in Croydon and Liverpool. So apparently they have new technology to scan children's fingerprints.
That was a disturbing time to come back.
Yes.
Children's fingerprints.
Yeah, they're scanning children's fingerprints at asylum centres.
Nice.
Yeah.
Apparently they do that in primary schools occasionally.
Do they?
They just go around and take everyone's fingerprint, and they all think, all the kids think it's a great fun because they get their hands dirty.
Oh, start them, you know, you start them young.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say. Yeah.
It's quite strange, really.
It's very, very disturbing.
Hmm.
Yes. Blair to amend human rights law. Tony Blair is planning sweeping changes to the UK's human rights law. Despite criticism from civil liberty campaigners, it is reported that the Observer says it leaked a letter from the Home Office Secretary John Reid suggesting creating new laws which would allow the government to veto court rulings. Interesting. Government's getting a hell of a lot more power, and the people aren't.
That's never a good thing, is it?
Yeah, I didn't really read too much into this, but from the blurb, I can probably fathom that it's not good news.
Well, you know what this is based on, don't you? The story that's been in the news recently.
What, the getting rid of the protester?
No, the Afghan hijackers.
No.
A few years ago, a bunch of Afghan fellows on the run from the Taliban hijacked a plane in Afghanistan, which was a local plane, and hijacked it and said, right, we're going to England. So off they went to England and landed here. There was a siege for a few days, and the fellas on board said, look, we're on the run from the Taliban, the terrible, terrible people.
Yeah.
We want asylum and we want this. And basically the government said, and I think rightly so, look, the way to go about asylum isn't to fucking hijack a plane. Now, you know, that's just not the way we do business. It's going to open up all kinds of other hijacking attempts if we give you bloody asylum here, so we're not going to do it. Get off the plane and we'll talk. You know, I'm skipping over a lot of this story here. Anyway, due to several cock-ups during the case, it's only just recently been solved, but a judge said the government didn't handle it correctly, so they can't be deported back to Afghanistan. They're allowed to stay. So then Blair's saying, well, what's this all about? You know, the bloody hell's going on. This is... He said something like,
Blair's country, well,
common sense.
What's
Sorry?
This all about, then?
What's this? What's happening here, chaps? So the courts have said, look, you know, you cocked it up. You didn't go about the prosecution the right way, government. Yeah. These guys are allowed to stay. So Blair's approaching it from that angle, saying, because they were meant to have upset their human rights in investigating it, or I don't know, some bollocks like that.
Yeah.
He wants the power to be able to veto court rulings and things like that. Oh, this is a touchy subject right here, because obviously you shouldn't encourage people to go around hijacking planes and saying, right, we claim asylum, we did this violent act because we're in such terrible states and our country, and you know, you've got to help us because our lives are fucked. And you don't want to turn them away, but you don't want to encourage bloody hijackings either. But this is such a weird case because it seems so clear cut just from that angle. You can't encourage hijacking, you can't encourage forms of terror, but to amend the human rights law and get powers to overturn court cases and things like that, that could lead to such horrible, horrible things. Ooh, this is one of those weird grey area stories where you're never sure why he's doing it. It seems very, very clear on the surface, but as with a lot of the stuff that's going on lately, I want to know what the real bloody reason is and what this could possibly lead to. And if we give up that right, will we ever get it back?
Yeah, it's it does seem like one of those grey areas there.
It is, mate. I don't think there's any right answer to it, because this is kind of discussion you get into and you're still there at 4 a.m. with someone who doesn't agree with you and is just arguing with you for the sake of it. It's like, oh. In my experience, anyway.
Right.
Ta-da.
Hello. You got disconnected again.
Yes.
So
866 megahertz. Ick.
What's that?
I said 866 megahertz. Ick.
Yeah.
Tongue out.
Right.
Sorry, I just thought I'd throw something out there from the IRC.
IRC. Just taking a piss. Hospital phone charges are very high, blah 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 blah. Indian employee database to be mandatory. The IT Indian industry has declined that all employees will have to register its biometrics database to ensure that Western clients and their customers' personal data will be protected. National Skills Register set up in January that to the National Association of Software and Services Companies, NASSCOM, India's government-sponsored IT trade body to keep an eye on employees in India. $20 billion IT industry to work with. Data belonging to overseas clients, such as banks, etc.
Nice.
So, I think that's pretty reasonable, really, in the corporate sense. I know, I'm not... coming from me, I'm sure that's quite a thing to say, but I think it's quite reasonable. If you're going to be working with high-end shit, then you might as well be recorded on some sort of security database. I don't think that's too unreasonable to ask, really.
Yeah. Well, most jobs I've seen advertised for doing, I don't know, sensitive stuff recently, they've all asked you to have a counter-terrorist check.
Yeah.
How the hell do you get one of those? Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm not a terrorist. Everyone else knows I'm not a terrorist. But how do you get a check?
Well, you just, send off for a check and...
Yeah, but to who? And what do they do?
To the anti-terrorist corporation that checks you for your terrorism. I don't know.
Your terrorism levels.
You are 45% potentially terrorist.
Do you reckon they give you a questionnaire that says, Are you willing to blow up?
Are you a terrorist? Yes or no? Yes, no. Yes,
multiple
no.
choice.
Do you have terrorist feelings? Do you like bombs? Yes, no. Have you ever, or do you ever intend to play with explosives? I don't know. It's quite a weird one. Yeah, it's I guess they have some certain measures, like, you know, were you a citizen of this country for more than 7 years, blah, blah, blah. You know, have you ever had a criminal background? And if so, did you ever deal with explosives? I know that in certain countries, if you wish to possess a gun license, what happens is there's like a 4 weeks period where a police officer actually follows you around and investigates, like, everywhere where you go, like pubs, nice. Clubs, where you work and stuff like that, and has, like, you know, has to ask you about you, are you mentally stable and all this crap, which is quite a good thing, I guess. It's a lengthy process and costs you quite a lot of money just to be able to carry a license, just to be able to carry a gun on you. But I guess it's quite a good idea. I'm talking about a different country, not America. Where in America, you just pick up a gun from any store. You know, get your petrol, get a gun, get some bullets, packet cigarettes, and maybe a bottle of whiskey, and go shooting!
And you're sorted for the weekend.
Yeah. And you go shooting, brother! I don't know. Something American. Yeah.
There's actually a little bit of info here about the CTC, the counter-terrorism check,
yeah.
on the DFT's website, which is the Department for Transport. I'll just paste a link into IRC for our chap Goldfish there. I think from that, I can't see anything about how to apply or where you should send an application or stuff like that, but there's some good stuff on there that I never knew, so probably a good starting thing.
I guess I should look into that then.
Yeah.
Not Concurrent Technologies Corporation then. Good old Google.
Yeah.
How do you spell terrorism?
Ism. Ask.
Ah, there we go.
Ask, Tony Blair.
I wouldn't know how to spell it because I'm not one. That's the trick.
Anyone who has to spell it should be put in jail.
I know what they should have for the terrorist check. Just have somebody say, terrorist says what? And then
they come round your house and do that.
Terrorist says what? What? Ah, terrorist. You are a terrorist.
Come with me, sunshine.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Guantanamo Bay? I'm about to.
No? Well, it's fantastic. Sun, sea, and...
cars.
and chains, yes. I stole that thing from American Dad.
Shameful.
Which bit?
The bit where it says, Tara says what?
Oh, right.
Yeah, because you remember that...
I've seen that one.
Remember that episode where he's, like, his wife is throwing a party, and then he goes to his neighbor's house, and they're like, their surname is foreign, like Muzumbu or something like that. And they're like, they're obviously from one of those countries. What they called Arabia, something like Iraq, and they're like, I was born in Missouri. And it's like, oh yes, we have Missouri here in England, in America, and it'll be grand if you don't bomb it and all this stuff. And then and he's like, oh, I'm sure they're terrorists and all this crap. And then he locks them up in his backyard and with like a huge fence, electrified gun turrets and all this crap. He's like made a small Guantanamo in his back garden. and then. He's like, we need proof that, you know, they're obviously not terrorists. He's like, you need proof? Okay, I'll give you proof. And he goes up to the chap and he goes, terrorist says what? And he's like, what? He's like, there you go. So, yeah. Well, obviously, seeing as, you know, that was my birthday present, those DVDs, I couldn't help but not go through them all.
Cool.
Yeah, and memorize every single line. I really did enjoy the all the extra features, like you know, they show you how it's all filmed and stuff, and the people that do the voices. Man, that guy, that there's the American dad and the alien, he's just, like, so good at the voices, man. He doesn't, you know, you can't look at him, but he says, you know, to do the voice of the dad, it takes a lot of him, it takes a lot of out of him, because it's such a demanding voice to do.
I'm going to have to get myself on those box sets now.
Yeah. It is pretty cool.
I've only seen a few episodes, and most of that was actually when I was in the States.
Right.
I'm surprised to see it on DVD release over here. I thought you'd enjoy it, so...
Yeah, I did, yeah. Thank you very much. So, yes, what else do we have in store for the rest? Because we're kind of running out of time. I'm going to close things off slightly early because I want to... Because I want to jump on something or another and fix the IRC services. That's it. Yes.
Yes, I want to fix the IRC services.
I want to.
They'll never know.
What's that?
There is that little. Footer there with the news we've been given today. Have you seen that?
No, what's that about?
UK porn tops porn searches.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's Birmingham.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just wondering if this is because of our recent trip. Birmingham is now the top city in the world that goes to Google and types in porn. What are you searching for? Porn! I don't care what type, just give me some porn.
Yeah.
Just that one weekend, I reckon it skyrocketed.
Well, you know, if it takes 3 hours to get into an access point, you may as well make the most of it.
Too right. You're horny after 3 hours of wireless searching. You need some porn! It's nice to see the Aussies are there, though, as well. It goes Birmingham, Manchester, and then Brisbane, Perth, Sydney, and Melbourne.
Hmm.
Good on them. Aussies represent.
You know, typing porn into Google isn't actually that effective.
No, I thought...
I mean, the third one from the top is called vegan porn, which isn't porn. The one after that is Food Porn Watch. I don't think I need to know what that is. Do you?
Vegan porn?
Yes, vegan.
What the fuck's that? What, just you can only...
I don't know.
You can only, you know, if it's kosher, fucking no...
There's no eggs, no milk involved.
No, obviously, you know, no coming, that's protein, isn't it? I don't know.
I'll read you the news of the day if you want.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything interesting to say right now, so here's a mystery contest that might convey some information. The first user to post a picture of a birthday cake with 5 candles in the comments, along with the correct guess as to why I'd make such a request on the 13th of May 2006, gets an Earthlings DVD. Sounds like a fascinating website. Attracting all the wrong people.
If you go down a bit, you can you get a link to hose.com.
Yeah.
Which has all kinds of porn, including anal sex, Asian sex, BBW sex, big dick, big tits, bisexual sex, black porn, blowjobs. This might take a while to read out, actually. I'm just going to give up. I didn't know there were so many types.
So,
didn't hear Belial typing.
Yes, I've just been busy trying to talk to people that are trying to do illegal things in IRC. Which is not good. You should not be discussing these things in a fucking public IRC channel. Any one of these people could just be a plant. Like me, I could be a CIA agent. Whoa. No, I'm not.
I am a rubber plant.
You know, we've got a chap there called Exodus and N and all these random people that just idle in the thing. They could just be, you know, a little, you know, egg drop bot or something like that. God knows. Yeah. When am I going to start running IRC on SSL?
Tomorrow.
Yes. In 3 minutes. And then just disconnect the connection. That's how secure it is. You have to have Ethernet over air.
Well, considering the success I had transferring that DVD over when I went to your place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think even that's going to be worth it.
We have almost no delay. Well, yeah. We like to please Mark.
That's because there's only 3 people listening.
Yeah, us 3.
The only people that are listening are the people that are on the show, plus maybe somebody that's checking the delay with a little stopwatch. How do you really tell? I don't know how we can actually tell what the delay time is. Because you do
be able
to
tune into the stream and then you clap.
Okay, let's figure this out. Let's waste another 10 minutes trying to figure out how much to late.
Scientific tests on Hacker Voice Radio.
Yeah. Connection refused to Microsoft.com.
You are 21337.
Oh, nope, that's not it. Obviously it won't connect because I need to set a port number, you bastard. I need to really start my own Oh no, there's actually 10 people listening. I need to start my own like web hosting services. I could totally do that. Just like buy like really crappy laptops from eBay and then have like a really flash website with these huge IBM Blade servers. And nobody would really tell, you know, they could just be running live CDs. What do you think about that? Sorry?
A lot of them do.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, they're like, oh yes, we have these megaton fucking 60 amp blah, 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 with, you know, cooling things, and we have a site that's 300 kilometers long and 2 football pitches wide, you know, hosting these servers. And well, it's actually, it's just like a fucking rack of old fucking 486s running live CDs with Apache 1.3 in them. I'm pretty sure that's what it's like, because most of these hosting companies are fucking bollocks.
You can't do an idea like that.
Why not?
Because our ISP will sue us. That's what they do.
Our ISP? You mean our hosting company?
Yes.
Yeah, I think...
No, the jokers who host Hacker Voice Radio at the minute, I reckon that's what they're doing.
They're all running gunsticks.
The German people.
They're all running gunsticks. So yeah.
Commodore 64s, if
I'm
lucky.
ZX81s with a little flash drive.
It's running off a swarm of web server dragonflies.
As somebody else said on the show, it's all connected by a bit of wet string.
A couple of baked bean tins. Nice. This is our Ethernet. Don't touch the string!
If it dries out, it disconnects.
Yes. It's not hard to work out delay, he says. Does as suggested, and clap. Don't tune in yourself, as this will usually fuck up your connection. I was going to say that, but I thought it'd be quite interesting to see what happened.
It's not difficult, people. Just think about it. 1-1-1-1-1. He's obviously very, very determined to figure this out.
I see one problem in this particular proceedings. I don't actually care that much.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, come on. The delay isn't like, oh my god, we're being delayed. We need this, like, stats. We need this. As it comes out of your mouth, we have to know what you're going to say. Like, 3-4 seconds of delay is just too long. You know, we're already...
It needs to be encoded preemptively.
Exactly. It needs to be like the zero-day shit, you know. Before you even thought about it, it has to be down the wire.
Just link your brain up to an MP3 encoder and...
Yeah, no.
Nah.
I'm sure we aren't that important for you to miss out on, you know, half a minute worth of the show.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. We have another 7 minutes, is that right?
No, we've got, well, let's close things off now, because I wanna crack on with some of these IRC. I think I've nearly jumped, I think I've nearly, gotten to the bottom of it. I need to set these bloody K lines or whatever it is for it to accept the server.
K lines.
Yes.
Tasty.
Mmm. Kentucky Fried K lines.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't have any K lines. No.
Do you me. Want an American audience? Yeah, sure we do. I thought we did have an American audience, all these Americans that listen to us from America. They're American, aren't
Where
they?
Where did you get that from?
The most of the people on DDP are American, aren't they?
Yes. Napalm Aspen.
Those chaps are.
Yeah. DDP are a good bunch of guys.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The Post are a crappy show.
Yes.
Wow.
What?
Hash HV has got a really big audience now.
Has it?
No. It has even less people than it did before.
Yeah, it's because people left and they're just
people got bored of not saying anything.
They're going into the cool channel. I mean, that was just set up as a test channel because I didn't want like loads of people flooding into the Hacker Voice radio channel. So yes, I will have to administrate some editing work on that one.
Oh, that was quite good. As soon as I said there's nobody in there, two people joined. Great. I have the power. Now everyone say jump. Nah, it's not going to work, is it?
No.
Oh, look, it's some X. Delight. Hello, X. Excellent. No, sorry. That's awful.
Yes. You shall now be exterminated.
Hey! Stream gone, it says.
No, it hasn't.
Mark's flying.
Where is this hacksorage of a fucking ending tune? Somebody's been deleting icons off my desktop. You can never have the icons on your desktop, man. I mean, you should have a competition as to see how many people have the most icons on their desktops.
Oh, I'm sure I could win that a few times.
Hmm.
I used to do video editing on the desktop.
Oh, dear.
You get all the temporary files going whoosh. Yeah. After a while, it got to the point where there wasn't actually space anymore, so I had to, you know, view it in a folder form. No, that wasn't very fun for startup times.
No. Because the desktop is actually just a folder, isn't it?
With a nice background.
Yeah. Especially in Windows. Oh, God, the way it writes that background thingy image. It's like, oh, yes, I will take up all your memory. yes, why not? That would be fun.
It's actually more efficient to get a program to write the background dynamically than it is to get Windows to do it.
Yeah.
It's that bad. What is that program? Something like Clear something or other.
Clearview.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, but no, it wasn't. Another one.
It's one of those, sounds like a Clearview, Clear Response pregnancy test, doesn't it? ClearSure, 100% accurate. You're fucking shitting. You're fucked, missus. Right, we've got to end the show off now. Thank you for jumping on there, mate.
No problem.
And thanks, Planet, for jumping in with some of the news stories and et cetera, et cetera.
Anytime.
And I'll see you all guys tomorrow. Same hack channel, same hack time. Radio at hackvoice.co.uk is the email address. I'm going to see if I can work in some of these services. Good night.
Ta-ta.
Bye.